Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. If you're new here, if you've just discovered this podcast, let me give you a big welcome. The goal of this podcast is to encourage you and to inspire you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that God never changes. Recently, my family and I were talking about how fast technology was changing our lives. We discussed how for thousands of years, people's lives were basically the same until the past 125 years or so. We began to do some research as to what life was like in the early 1900s, and here's what we discovered about the year 1906. Check out these statistics. The average life expectancy in the United States was 47 years. Only 14% of the homes in the United States had a bathtub. Only 8% of the homes had a telephone. A 3-minute call from Denver to New York City cost $11. There were only 8,000 cars in the United States and only 144 miles of paved roads. Alabama, Mississippi, Iowa, and Tennessee were more heavily populated than California. The average wage in the United States was 22 cents per hour. The average United States worker made between $200 and $400 per year. Most women only washed their hair once a month and used borax or egg yolks for shampoo. And only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. Now, I don't think anyone wants to go back to living like 1906. We thank God for the advances in medicine, technology, and certainly life expectancy. What we know is that life is not static. It's always going to change. In fact, with the advances in technology, our lives are changing faster than ever before. There is only one thing you can be sure of. Things are going to change. The company you work for is constantly changing. Our schools are changing. Clothing styles change. Music and entertainment changes. Our culture is changing. But in a world of change, there is one thing that never changes. God never changes. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Psalm 119, verses 89 and 90 say, Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. The Bible teaches us that God is faithful. That means God is always reliable, all of the time. He does not fail or forget. He always keeps his word. His character is consistent, and he never changes. Think about the implications of this wonderful truth. If God never changes, his love never changes. His grace never changes. His forgiveness never changes. His power and his presence never change. His ability never changes. God said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I, the Lord, do not change. This is important to recognize because if he did change, he would not be God. For us, change is inevitable because we're not perfect, so therefore we need to improve. We need to change for the better. But for God, it's unnecessary to change because you can't improve upon perfection. The moment God changes, he ceases to be God. So God can't change because it would go against his nature. In our world, trust is hard to gain and easily broken. We sometimes guard our hearts from being open and vulnerable because we are unsure if people are sincere and can be trusted. Some would say this is a skeptical generation. But in a world of mistrust, God can be trusted. He can be counted upon. He keeps his promises, fulfills his word, and he does what he says he will do. God is worthy of your trust, your faith, and your confidence. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And here's today's challenge. If you are struggling to trust God, be assured of his character. There is no one like God. He does not change, and he will be faithful in your life. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, I would be honored if you would help us find new listeners. You can do this by posting this episode on your social media channels, or by texting a friend and inviting them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.